Welcome to the prophetic news here on your website. Mindset Media Radio. Let us begin to pray that as in this time that we are entering into the season of Elul, that God may sanctify us. Let us praise him for his seasons and his times. Let us begin to decree that God enable us to see, enable us to understand your will in this time. That as we are seeking for you in the month of Elul falls around September or as you August, as you go into September. And this month of Elul, it also connected to the fasting and seeking God for 40 days. So Father God, we thank you that you are enabling our mind, our spirit to seek for you for 40 days, to enable us to understand you in within these 40 days, to enable us to come to the restoration of who you are, to the restoration of number 6, number of connection, number of relationship, becoming one with God, so that God may be revealed, likened unto how a man comes together with a woman, and the man the seed is revealed and formed and brought into reality through the woman. So we are, Father, our bodies are just a reality of yourself, so that we incubate your nature. We incubate through the number 6. I thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Father God, send forth your fire, your angels that governs this month. As we enter into the new moon of this month, I prophesy and I say, let the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be made, become a reality, become a manifesto over the entire earth. Father God, you promised me and you said that this month of year 2024, the month of Elul, around August, September, as we are entering into this month, that you're connecting, you're relating to all the energies of the entire world, and the entire earth is made up of 7 colonies, which are the 7 women. That you're reaching out in all the 7 continents, which are the 7 women, and you're manifesting your will. You're bringing your reality and your purpose in this time, in this season of September, in this season of August, as we are entering into the month of Elul, where Yeshua HaMashiach and Moses fasted for 40 days. Not even to speak about Adam, who also fasted these 40 days. In the beginning, when you formed him and put him in the Garden of Eden. The word Elul means to search and to inspect, alluding to the nature of the task during this month. Father God, we thank you that we are searching. You're giving us the ability to be hungry, to be drawn to the spirit of searching ourselves, to be drawn to the spirit of inspecting our inner man and our inner woman, so that we may be in that image that God desired for us to live into. Hallelujah. The word Elul also means to connect. The Hebrew word called connected into the Hebrew word called teshuvah, meaning to return back to God with prayer. Father, we return back to you in prayer. Teach us how to pray. Teach us how to seek your face. Father, give us the spirit of prayer. Activate the spirit of prayer. My Lord, my God, it also means that teshuvah means to repent, to renounce generational sins, separating one's self from the inherited iniquities and connecting him back to God's holy presence, so that one may get rid of the carnal mind. Father God, right now we pray and we say, deliver us from the carnal mind of the enemy, because the scripture says that the carnal mind is enmity to God. It never knows the things of God, and it will never subject or submit itself under the will of God. So Father God, we repent of every carnal mind that they have planted in us through movies, through television, viewing of images that are coming through television, internet, social media, images that are coming through movies, killing, murder, music, sound waves that are entertaining our brain and equipping and empowering and making arrogant the carnal mind in us. Father God, we come before you and we say, oh Lord, let this month become an enlightenment, enabling us to attain God's spiritual mindset. Father, I pray for every soul that is listening to me. I prophesy and I decree, it's not by might, neither by power, but by your spirit. Father, activate your spiritual energy for this month, your spiritual presence for this month, to return to one's, the word also Elul declares and proclaims unto us, to return to one's first love.
or intimacy with God, to return back to God's presence called the Shekinah glory, also known as the flower of life, the vibrating energies that were vibrating in the garden in Eden, made everything grow, vibrated to connect the man's image, the man's understanding, and God's spirit to everything that was in and existing in the Garden of Eden. And there was a radiation of bouncing of energies from Adam into the garden and from the garden back to Adam, because Adam was the governor. Adam was like the sun shining in the Garden of Eden. In fact, it was the representation of the energies of the sun over the Garden of Eden. As the sun was shining, it was likened on Adam illuminating his light into the garden, and the light into the entire world, into the entire universe, radiating those energies and forces to govern, to lead, to direct. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, we pray that the month of Elul, as you designed Adam as the living, giving energy like the sun in the universe, giving energy to the vibrating energy and the agricultural environmental energies and the radiating frequencies that we are radiating back and forth in the garden. Adam was energizing them. So we pray, Father, and we say, restore us, Father. And we thank you for the Adamic presence that you're giving unto us that governs the flower of life in the Garden of Eden. Elul is the month on God's Hebrew calendar, Jewish calendar. It also falls around August, September, ending of summertime as we move into autumn season. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 says unto us, on the new moon of Elul, the very first beginning, the first day that begins the sixth month on God's calendar, it is written in Genesis 2 verse 7 that is when Hashem, the God of Israel, the father of Adam, breathed the breath of life into the body of Adam, and Adam became a living soul. Father, we thank you that you're breathing upon us that breath of life, and we are becoming a living being and a spiritual being that contains God's revelation, God's revolution, God's understanding, God's wisdom, God's ability to be likened unto God. Hallelujah. Liken unto God. Father God, restore our abilities to be like you. Father God, to be created, and we are designed in your fashion, in your model, in your reality, in your imagination, that we are imagining the pictures of our imagination, our ability to fantasize, to imagine, to think, to meditate. Hallelujah. To receive and to contemplate. My Lord, my God, Lord, the way we deal with thoughts in our mind, it's solely in your image. The scripture says unto us, Father, I pray, that understanding is coming right now. The scripture says unto us that after God putting Adam in the Garden of Eden, when you read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, verse 8, and verse 9, and the Bible says that God planted the garden in Eden. He planted and he made things to grow from the garden. God is a farmer. So Father God, I pray that your image of a farming father that makes things to grow, that governs the things in the earth, God governed all the radiating things that could grow. Hallelujah. The radiating sound waves, because the radiating forces of energies, they are all in their growing capacity. The economy grows. The number of value, how we value things and how we make money, all these things grow. The trees grow. The organisms, the things that are surrounding us, they grow. The energy of the internet, it grows. The energy of the internet, in the beginning, we could tap into radio waves. And the only thing that we could hear as a medium that brings sound onto us was a radio. From the radio, we elevated into the television. From the television, we elevated into something that we today call internet. What was happening with the frequency of radiations in the air, they were growing. As they were growing, we were also growing in the ability to find out which technology we can use, which medium we can use to be able to tap into those frequencies and use them to benefit humanity, to develop humanity. So, Father God, I pray that these energies that are developing and everything that is growing, we are using it for the positiveness of your purpose in our lives, not the negative. We rebuke the negative. We rebuke the satanic. We shall not use it for 666 mark of the beast, but we shall use it to mark the world with your signal, with your signal, with your sign, with your symbols, in the name of Yehoshua HaMashiach. So Father God, we praise you and we give you honor and worship. Hallelujah. In this 6 months, God formed the earth. He made things to grow. And everything that grows in the earth has the ability to have life. And life is a seasonal thing that happens around us in a year. And the year has 12 months. The oxygen that we breathe, even though we have a breath in us, which is called the soul, the neshama of man. But the neshama of man needs the oxygen. And the oxygen is the atmospheric moisture that surrounds us. It vibrates on the outside and gives us oxygen. And so this makes the body to grow. It makes the body to have energy. It makes the body to work. It makes the body to be able to sustain itself, to pass on its inheritance to its new generation, to its young generation, to the generation, to bless them from one generation to another. Father, I pray for everything that grows. The mountains grow. Everything is a living spirit. There is a living spirit in the mountain, the valleys, the stars, the universe. Everything is a living spirit known as the animism. So I speak to every animism that you created in every living creature. And we say, Father, let them have life. Let them reflect the life of the Adamic glory, the Abrahamic glory, the Davidic glory, the Yeshua HaMashiach glory. That what you intended everything to have life and to have your image, let your image be a reflection through my voice that the filling up. In fact, this is a prophecy at the same time. The Lord spoke to me that this celebration of this month of Elul, when we are fasting in the year 2024, the energies of God are going to fill the entire world. The entire world is going to be affected. There is a vibrational energy that is going to increase. The frequencies of God are going to increase. So we need to tap into to understand what God requires from us, to understand what God's purpose is for us. Because if we don't, the world is vibrating on another frequency. It's vibrating on the high frequency of God's calendar, God's seasons, God's times. The times that God gave Adam, they are starting to vibrate. It's very marvelous to see that people are talking about Adam. Adam has become a topic in everybody's mouth like never before. There is this talk about Adam. Why? Because we have been restored into the covenant that God made with Adam. Hallelujah. So Father God, I pray that these energies of these 7 covenants have been growing. Now let me start with the covenants, because there are 7 covenants that God ever made with man. And I pray that these 7 covenants will bring understanding in your mind. We bring understanding in your ability. We bring understanding. So as we are fasting and seeking God for 40 days through this month of Elul, you should understand that there are 7 covenants that God ever made with man. There are 7 continents, which are 7 women. And God is going to scatter his presence of his 7 covenants that people are going to desire to elevate, to know the Bible on those level of those 7 covenants. The first covenant God ever made with man on the earth, in this earth we live in, and that's where we inherited God from, was from Adam. It was called the Adamic covenant. Hallelujah. If you have a pen right now as we are praying, write these things down. The Adamic covenant. The second covenant was the Edenic covenant. The Adamic covenant was the covenant of prayer. The man who looks like God, who moves in the image of God, who is given authority like God, who prays like God, who speaks like God, who creates like God, the Adamic energy, the one who will govern, the governor of the entire earth that was in the image of God was Adam. It was called the Adamic anointing, the Adamic covenant. That is the first covenant God made with man. It's the Adam covenant, and everything comes out of Adam. Adam had the authority to give life to everything. He was the life giver to us. That was the Adamic covenant. Then the second covenant was the Edenic covenant. The Edenic covenant was the female covenant, was the feminine covenant. The first female that Adam married. from God. You find it in the book of Revelation chapter 21 as you read there. The first female, the presence of God, which was called the Shekinah glory that Adam married. It was the presence of God called the she, the female. It came down, it had the tabernacle of God, the presence of God. And the scripture says, behold, the tabernacle, the presence, the Shekinah glory of God is dwelling with men. And the Bible talks about the 12 gates that were with this tabernacle, that came down with the temple of God, came down with the city of Jerusalem, the city, the lifestyle of peace. It had 12 gates, and on these 12 gates, there were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And each gate had a gateway. It had a portalway. It had an entrance. And that entrance was the season of new moon. 12 months. And this is the city that came down. It is the lifestyle that came down. And God married it. He called it the Garden in Eden. The presence of the Edenic heavenly energies of God vibrating in the earth to nurture, to mother things. And that energy was called Eden. In Hebrew also they called it the Shekinah glory. It was the covenant of Edenic, the presence of God, the calendar of God that vibrates with the energies of God. And God then gave Adam the wife who is physical. And in the wife who is physical, he deposited something that is called the ovaries of a woman. And these ovaries, they respond towards time. So God put Adam in the Garden of Eden. And Edenic was the presence called the Shekinah glory. And that Edenic was supposed to influence the physical woman that God gave to Adam, known as Chava. And the physical woman was supposed to follow the calendar of God. As you know, the Father God, I don't want to take this into its prophetic dimension, and I lose its a prayer dimension. But I pray that the glory of God will shine upon you. That the understanding of God's presence and Shekinah and time and seasons, the 12 months, the tree of life that was growing 12 months, 12 eggs. Those are the eggs that were put in the woman. Hallelujah. And each egg manifested itself each month. That's why women have 12 in a year. They have 12 menstruations or periods of releasing blood. Each period comes each month. Hallelujah. So God is saying that your ovaries, your hormones will be synchronized with God's calendar, God's tree of life, God's Shekinah glory. Hallelujah. That was the Edenic covenant. The next covenant, I think it was the Noadic covenant. Noadic covenant. The covenant of baptism, the covenant of obeying God, the covenant of turning God's word into a vessel, into a container. Because the word teva in Hebrew, the word of God is called teva. God's word is called teva. And the word teva means container. To contain something. Container. So we see in the book, when Genesis, Noah builds a boat, the Bible says Noah was commanded to build a teva. To build God's word. To do what? So that he may preserve those that enter into God's word. So he preached the word of God so that they may enter into God's word. And God's word becomes a boat and a teva that makes them travel from one place, protecting them from the storms, protecting them from evil. The next covenant was called the Noadic covenant, also meaning the covenant that God made with the seven colors, the rainbow. And he said, yes, I've flooded the world, the entire of it, but I will never repeat it again. Even though I will flood small parts of the world, but not flood it all at once. Covenant of Noah. And God established the baptism to float on water, to use water to baptize, to do a mikvah, Noadic covenant. So the next covenant, I think it was called the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. This is the covenant that God made with Abraham, our father. And Abraham was the restoration, the revival of the covenant that God made with Adam. So we see the Adamic covenant repeat itself into Abraham and through Abraham. The Abrahamic covenant of faith that God restored, his faith that died through time, which began with Adam, it was restored through Abraham. Can everybody hear me? I'm still praying. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Father God, we thank you. So the Abrahamic covenant was the covenant that God literally, as he gave Adam the land, so he revived that covenant of giving Abraham the land again. There are two types of lands that God ever gave to man or to Abraham as a father. Father, I thank you now. As I pray this, I pray for understanding to come into the ears and the eyes and the brain of everybody that is listening, and the ovaries will vibrate on that level so that understanding and grasping of your mindset. You have said unto me, year 2024 is going to be the spreading of God's covenants, the seven of them. That's why I'm explaining them. They're going to vibrate in every corner of the earth, in the seven continents, which are the seven women. And the scripture says unto us, seven women ran unto the man of God and they touched.
This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.